You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I'm talking about freedom in Jesus, of course. Hallelujah. Quite appropriate on the day that the Liberty Bell actually arrived in Philadelphia. There was a day that that happened. I thought maybe the people that were bringing it in on the cart would have been very... probably nervous. They probably prayed a lot, thinking, man, I hope this thing doesn't slip and fall like those other cards do. This is important. The Liberty Bell. The year was 1752, well before 1776, obviously. Remember, my dad used to always say, that thing's got words from the Bible on it. It does, absolutely. The words quite appropriately say, proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. It's from the in the Bible, from Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10, and it refers to the Jubilee, or the instructions to the Israelites to return property and free slaves every 50 years. Liberty indeed. Wow. Pretty amazing. It's made of 70% copper, which I guess was pretty common in those days, in case you want to know, right? It is really incredible. It's been used by abolitionist, of course, as a symbol of freedom. Really pretty cool. The Liberty Bell. I must say, it's so cool that I actually did touch it. I leaned over and touched it. And you're saying, wait a minute, you can't touch it. It's in plexiglass. But it wasn't at one time before 1976, which was the bicentennial, in preparation for the massive crowds in Philadelphia. They moved it across the street from Independence Hall. So I was there with my dad in that little room with a couple of other people. What's little old Joe gonna do? Of course I leaned over that cord and I touched that Liberty Bell. You better believe it.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
We got Nancy. Talked to her recently at the fair. How is it?
I got Ronnie here with me, too. We got two of our daughters and three of our grandchildren.
Wow, that's awesome. Nice day. We drove by the fair, and as a tradition that's been that way for over 30 years, we rolled down the windows and smelled the fair as we drove by. True. It's absolutely true.
We usually go every year on the first day, but we didn't this year.
Right.
So we're here on Thursday instead.
How is it?
It's good. It's not as crowded. There's not as much stuff, but it's still nice, and we're still really happy to be here with our kids and grandkids.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
What a night it'll be in Poughkeepsie, and it's coming up on the 22nd. I talked to Chad of Unspoken, right here on Cup of Joe Morning Show. An amazing thing to say about the whole music industry.
Against popular belief, people in this kind of ministry aren't rich. There's a passion there and a sustaining from the Lord. And so we just appreciate what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Believe me. And all the stories that we hear. In fact, my mother-in-law really got saved and baptized because she started listening to Christian radio, did one of those 30-day challenges. And it wasn't shortly after that she said, you know what? I'm going to stop running from God.
And, wow.
So, the ministry of Christian radio and Christian music has been huge.
Can't wait for the Unspoken, that they'll be at Living Water Church on Mill Street, right downtown Poughkeepsie, Friday night, September 22nd, 7 o'clock concert. All you need to know, just click on the Unspoken banner. That's where you get your tickets at our website, soundoflife.org.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Chuck Colson weighing in on something he did back in the day. He said the bumper sticker reads, I owe, it's off to work I go. And that's what many, including many Christians, think of work. What does Labor Day mean? For most of us, it's nothing more than a welcome break from what we tend to see as the daily grind. Work to so many people is simply a necessary evil. The goal in life is putting in time enough to retire and relax. Isn't that something? But that attitude and that goal is contrary to a Christian worldview perspective on work. He goes on, but in essence, this Labor Day, remember that all labor derives its true dignity and as a reflection of the Creator, and that whatever you do, we do, in word or deed, we should do all to the glory of God.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I'm thinking 10,000 steps, right? You wear one of those devices that tells you how many steps you do. The magic number is 10,000, right? That's what we thought. Not quite. A new study shows that fewer than 5,000 may be enough to keep you healthy. In fact, just over 2,300 steps is enough to benefit your heart and blood vessels. That's crazy. 4,000 steps starts reducing the risk of dying prematurely of any cause. So the more you walk, the more benefits it is. I'm not saying go out there and hike the Appalachian Trail and don't stop, but you know, something under 5,000 steps is excellent.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
Hang on. Hope you're not eating your Cheerios, especially if they have fruit in them. And you'll find out why here in a second, okay? If you blended all 7.88 billion people that are on the Earth right now into a fine goo that has the density of a human being, you would end up with a sphere of human goo, just under 1 kilometer wide, okay? The visualization you want to get is a round red raspberry sitting in the middle of Central Park. It would fit in the middle of Central Park in New York City. And that is quite the visualization, isn't it?
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The sound of life.
Big Casting Crowns 20th anniversary concert in Albany on the 28th. Talk to Mark Hall about what's a concert like.
We are actually bringing a string section with us on that tour. So you're going to have the Crowns moments, but they're going to have an orchestra behind us, you know, playing with us. You know, strings have always been a big part of Crowns.
Right, I was going to say. Yeah.
Melody playing strings. So it's going to really, I don't know, it's going to give some weight to it, I believe. And I think at the same time, we still have our fun and do all the fun songs. But what we've worked our set list through is the very first record and then going through every record and playing songs all the way through. The 20 years.
Might be there all night. Casting Crowns in Albany Thursday night, September 28th. Starts at 7, Palace Theater in Albany. All you need to know is on our website, right? And you click on that, you can get tickets, all that kind of stuff, right at soundoflife.org.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
Well, the beekeepers in France weren't having exactly a hallelujah feeling. I'm sure you didn't hear about this because people don't like it when their honey is blue or maybe even green. But the bees started, their bellies were green and some of them were blue and the honey turned green and blue. What is going on? They did an investigation, took a few days. Turns out a nearby garbage processing plant, I don't know what the proper name is, but they had put some of it outside and it contained, believe it or not, M&M's. Imagine that. M&M honey doesn't sound all that bad to me, but people didn't like their honey. Green might have been an issue. I don't know. But they said, uh-oh, when they moved everything back inside and the bees went back to normal and the honey went back to normal and a lot of things did go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
Labor Day. You know, Christians have a special reason to celebrate Labor Day, which honors the fundamental dignity of workers because we worship a God who labored to make the world and who created human beings in his image to be workers. That's right. When God made Adam and Eve, he gave them work to do, cultivating and caring for the earth. Wow, in the ancient world, the Greeks and the Romans looked upon manual work as a curse, something for lower classes and slaves. But Christianity changed all that. Christians viewed work as a high calling, a calling to be co-workers with God in unfolding the rich potential of his creation. Amazing. That's some thoughts from Chuck Colson, who said, so this Labor Day, remember that all labor derives its true dignity as a reflection of the Creator, and that whatever we do, you do, in word and deed, do it all to the glory of God.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
You know, the high view of work you're thinking about, some thoughts for you on this Labor Day. can be traced throughout the history of the church. In the Middle Ages, the guild movement grew out of the church. It set standards for good workmanship. Wow. And encouraged members to take satisfaction in the results of their labor. The guilds became the forerunner of the modern-day labor movement. Wow. Later, during the Reformation, Martin Luther preached that all work should be done to the glory of God, whether ministering to the gospel or scrubbing floors. Any honest work is pleasing to the Lord. Wow. Out of this conviction grew the Protestant work ethic. Wow, a little bit of history on this Labor Day. Remember, all that labor derives its true dignity as a reflection of the Creator, and that whatever we do, in word or deed, we should do all to the glory of God. Amen.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine. The sound of life.
Good morning, Cup of Joe Morning Show. What's up?
The coffee break actually has a history. We know the company that came up with it, and it was a necktie manufacturer in Denver called Wigwam Weavers. Wow. And Wigwam Weavers made these very intricate silk neckties. And during World War II, they lost all their best loom operators to the war. So they hired these old guys to do it, you know, who weren't getting drafted, and they couldn't do it very well. Then they hired these women to do it, and they could do it beautifully. And there were very intricate patterns, very complicated looms. I mean, you've seen how they, you know, the patterns on neckties. And the women could do it really well, but only for about 4 or 5 hours. So they called a meeting, and the owner said to the workers, what could we do? We have to improve your efficiency, and, you know, we need more output. And the women said, well, give us a coffee break. They didn't call it that initially. And give us some time at like 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon, and give us some coffee and tea. So we started doing it. And overnight, like, their productivity and efficiency goes up. And so he institutes the coffee break.
Let me my coffee break. Okay.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
Happy Labor Day. Is that the right phraseology to use? I never know. I do know this, though. According to Chuck Colson, Christians were active on behalf of workers in the early days of the Industrial Revolution, when factories were known as dark satanic mills. That was what Sir William Blake said. In those days, work in factories and coal mines was hard and dangerous. Men, women, and children were practically slaves, sometimes even chained to the machines. And then John Wesley came preaching and teaching the gospel throughout England. He came not to the upper classes, but to the laboring classes, to men whose faces were black with coal dust, women whose dresses were patched and faded. John Wesley preached to them, and in the process, he pricked the conscience of the whole nation. Two of John Wesley's disciples were William Wilberforce and Lord Shaftesbury. They were inspired to work for legislation that would clean up abuses in the workplace. At their urging, the British Parliament passed child labor laws. Wow, imagine that. Safety laws, minimum wage laws. Wow. But here in America, we've lost the Christian connection with the labor movement. In many countries, however, from Canada to Poland, that tradition still remains strong. So this Labor Day, remember that all labor derives its true dignity as a reflection of the Creator. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all to the glory of God.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
So I teased it a little bit. Redwood trees, true story, injected them with a chemical a lot like adrenaline in an effort to keep them growing all the time. These trees that last hundreds and hundreds of years, it's really incredible. Well, when after this experiment, the trees lasted a year and they died. It's incredible. Simply because they need to winter. They need the downtime, right? As summer is winding down inevitably, I know it seems like your life is not winding down, but here's the truth, the rest we need. God created a rest period every sixth day, to rest. He's created a seasons to do, seasons of rest. One thing that's fascinating that you may not have heard is that kids thrive on boredom. They do. They thrive on it. It's what sparks their imagination, helps them develop planning strategies, problem-solving skills, and flexibility. That's why I came up with all that stuff, I guess. You'll be doing your children, or you won't be doing them any favors if you jam-pack their schedule full of events. You're stealing from their childhood by doing that. It's not my idea. It was somebody else's idea. But actually, it does kind of make sense, right? Healthy dose of boredom. There you go. Get ready. Not here. No.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.